Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about old drugs. Well, what are old drugs? Not the ones you've been keeping in your cabinet for the last 20 years. Old drugs, the drugs were patented and went off patent, or 30 years ago, 60 years ago, they are no longer on patent, so they're really, really cheap. And they can be used to treat other things. Now, this is an article from Scientific America, October 2018, page 10, says, New drugs from old. Repurposing medications could let us treat intractable illnesses. Yes, illnesses that we have now, old drugs can be repurposed to treat those. Now, how do we mean that? Well, if you look at an old drug called hydrochloroquine or ivermectin, both of those are so old they're off patent. Yet, the people that were taking them on a regular basis found that they didn't get didn't suffer the ill effects of COVID-19 or the Wuhan virus. Well, when that was noticed, doctors tried to, pass that information on. But here is where we have a problem. The pharmaceutical companies make enormous amounts of money from patented medication, from new medication. So this old stuff that could be used to treat this illness could not be popularized. And they spend an enormous amount of money every year on advertising. So going to their people they advertise with, the news media, told them, hey, you got to talk this stuff down, say how bad it is. It can't possibly work. So that their medication that they charge enormous amounts of money for could be sold and would be the only ones available. And they were very effective in this. Now, as a strictly business model, they did right. Their shareholders made a lot more money by letting more people die. If you withhold treatment from someone, unless they have enough money to pay you, you're going to make a lot of money. Is it moral? Is it ethical? No. But it is business. And that is a problem with our business model system. Moral and ethical are out the window. So, you can take old drugs and find new purposes for them. Now, as we're learning more and more how the drugs interact with our systems, how various diseases interact with our systems, we're learning more and more ways the old drugs can be used for new purposes. But we can take what's obvious out there. We've got a lot of people that have lupus, and one of the drugs that's used to treat lupus is hydrochloroquine. And when we noticed that there was a lot of people getting sick with this new flu, but the lupus sufferers were not getting sick with this flu, it was an easy jump to, hey, hydrochloroquine might prevent this new virus. And lo and behold, it worked. Well, those people that conspired to block or downgrade a new treatment or from an old drug should be prosecuted for the deaths that it's caused. They're blocking the treatment. Now, that's a bit stretching it, but something needs to change. They should be held accountable somehow so that this doesn't happen again and again in the future, which it will under our current system. Now, as mad scientists, we need better access to that information. Now, the gatekeepers of a lot of the information, like Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, etc., specifically and intentionally blocked life-saving information in order to enrich certain people and a certain political narrative. That should not happen. Does, but it shouldn't. Now, another article. Finally, the drug that keeps you young. Oh, sorry, wrong article. That'll be for another day. Ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and other drugs can be used for treating other illnesses. It doesn't have to be just the one illness it was developed for. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.